This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Michael, I want to say Bell, but it's Ball.
Don't.
Michael Ball and Alfie Bowe. Welcome to Joy 94.9 Live Studio Audience. It just occurred to me, as the cameras are setting up to record us live here in the studio, that you guys must be some kind of big deal or something.
Only in our heads, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to keep us happy.
Yeah.
Making us just, feel like we're
just meant we had to get dressed. usually it's not quite so formal in here.
Really?
Mm.
Now,
it gets hot.
I wouldn't have thought at a gay radio station that musical theatre was going to be divisive in any way, but it obviously has. Don't know, you enjoyed that performance, though.
I loved it.
But given that we're actually singing live in the studio as well.
Yes, isn't it? How do you not like musical theatre?
I don't know.
What have you seen?
I think I was trapped in a cupboard at a young age with a soundtrack to Chess or something. I don't know.
At a young age.
Did you ever perform in musical theatre?
Yes. I've forgotten the name of it. When I was in grade or form two or something.
This is not great radio, just so as you know.
Smike or something? It's called it.
Let's talk to the professionals.
Yeah, let's.
So musical theatre is both your backgrounds, is that right, Alfie, Michael?
No, Alfie is
I can answer that myself. Don't answer for me.
All right, stop
it. It's from a boy band.
I'm a trained opera singer, you know. But at musical theatre, I had my break in musical theatre when I did the 25th anniversary of Les Miserables. Played Jean Valjean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the whole show. And then the original cast from Les Mis tried to come on and steal the show, including Michael. And it didn't quite work because we were brilliant and brand new and edgy and brought something new to the show. And
Is Michael also a Valjean?
No, I was
the original Marius.
Of course.
I would have had to have carried him through the sewers.
I am a gay man trapped in this body of a lesbian. So, of course, I know.
Great. Yeah. Well, so I was in the original cast of that. I played Marius. And, so my background has been entirely musical theatre.
Right. And how did you guys hook up?
That's prison. What I was going to ask.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Prison, yeah.
Well, we did a show called Kismet,
right.
A really bad musical.
Was that while you were in prison?
Prison production.
That's why we were in prison. Because it was such a bad
You've
production.
You've got the matching...
It's the face tats. It's the face tats,
Face what?
Face tats.
Oh, tats.
So we did this really bad show. And it really, I mean, a shocker of a musical.
I think I saw it.
It was awful.
You'd be one of the few.
That's what put you off musical theatre.
Yeah, would put me off. But when you're in something that's really bad, you either sink into despair or have fun. And we had great fun with it. And that's where...
Welcome to our life.
Yeah. That's where we met and became friends about 11 years ago. And then decided we'd get together and do some concerts that turned into an album that's turned into this great adventure that has brought us to Australia.
Yeah. I'm amazed at the good job you do because you clearly can't stand each other and yet you do a great job of pretending that you're great friends.
I just look at the payslip at the end. You know, I think I'll put up with anything as long as I can get that Gucci handbag.
Now, without a shadow of a doubt, your album Together, which I imagine is called Together because...
We're together.
Yeah.
You got it.
Musically. It was the best-selling album in the UK in 2016. Ka-ching.
Extraordinary.
And so you've thought, let's just milk that cow and take it on the road to Australia.
Yeah.
So you're not here touring now.
No, we're back in October.
Back in October. Let me just rattle these off. You're touring Brisbane. I'll do all the funny pronunciations so that they get it wrong. You're at Hammer Hall in Melbourne on... Saturday the 7th of October. That's really all we care about. You can get your tickets from artscentremelbourne.com.au or you can telephone 1300 182 183. People in Melbourne know how to get Hammer Hall tickets. It is actually pronounced Hammer Hall. And then you're off to Sydney, Adelaide and Perth.
Yeah.
You do know, gentlemen, that when talking to people in Melbourne, you need to bag Sydney at least once.
Really?
Have you...
Well, that awful place we've just come from by the sea.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so you went there, did you?
Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, awful.
I was appalled.
Was the weather shit?
It was awful.
Awful.
It'll be written into your contract, no doubt.
Luckily, we're now in the cultural centre.
That's right. Yeah. And luckily, leaving shortly. Well, so this is just a whistle-stop tour.
Yeah, we've been here only 4 days.
Oh, that's a stupid amount of time.
So we're jet-lagged. But we've had a great time.
Yeah.
You are very hospitable, aren't you?
As a people, yeah.
I mean, genuinely.
Yeah. Will this be your first tour to Australia as a duo, as a pair?
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you travelled here before?
Yeah. Yeah, I've played here about 6 or 7 years ago at that horrible building in Sydney.
The eggshells.
Yeah. With
Olivia Newton-John. We did a gig together, which was a lot of fun.
Love a name drop.
Cool. There you go.
Love it. Well, is that the most famous Australian you performed with? Go on, let's just chuck some out.
Baz Luhrmann. Okay, fair enough. That's pretty cool.
Did you get any Peter, what's his name? Who's the maracas? Alan.
Peter Allen, boy from Oz. I didn't know, I've done Dame Edna.
Well, there's your sound grab right there.
I've done Dame Edna.
If another man comes into this room and says, I've done Dame Edna, I don't know what I'm going to do. The video for the kids listening at home of the... What? That's a still from which video? It is. I watched it. It's very emotional. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Thank you.
That's Anthem, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a bit of Anthem, a bit of Les Mis in there.
It seems to be a medley. And it's on the YouTube. Just Google these guys on the YouTube. And it's really, really... It's funny because two fully grown whiskered men in suits walking through New York... Yeah. Pretend singing to a camera.
I know.
Must be hard to pull off.
Never been done before.
Yeah, but it's beautifully shot.
It's not awkward one bit.
No.
What was funny doing it, though, because it was in Times Square, there's a lot of British tourists there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all going... Isn't that Michael and Alfie over there? crashing into the video. So it's brilliant.
I can't get a still photo of myself in Times Square without somebody's bumhole getting in the way. So I was surprised that you could film like a full 2 minute sequence. Did they close it off?
No.
Not the bumhole. It's brilliant. I'm really looking. The album is actually beautiful. Dano, I have a copy of it and I will let you.
Fantastic. I'll take it out.
We might convert you.
Michael, favourite track on the album for you?
I do love the special Les Mis medley because we're both associated with the show. Claude Michel Schoenberg, who wrote Les Mis, is a friend of ours, obviously, and we told him what we were going to be doing, and he said, "Well, let us do something extraordinaire."
But in a French accent.
In a French accent.
But in a French accent, yeah. Right.
And no whackers. I've learnt that.
Oh, wow.
I just learnt
well
that.
Well done, you.
So he came in and helped craft this sort of Les Mis medley, and it's 32 years ago, I played the part.
It's not that long.
It is that long. It's been running that long. 1985.
As an embryo, you played...
I was a child star.
Yeah, wow.
I knew I loved you.
He had cheekbones and everything. Yes.
You just had cheek.
Our producer, Tabitha, was saying, which one's which? And then she's looking at the photo and she goes, oh, that's all right. The one with the whiskers is Elfie. I'll know that. They've both got beards.
Yeah, I've gone trendy.
You'll be the full beard by the time you get back in October. You'll be a Melbourne hipster.
Shall I go for it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
Let it meet up with what I know.
Anything to cover more of your face.
Add another 6 inches and you'll be right.
I saw that video of you and I said to Dano, I said, these guys, I bet they're going to smell fantastic. But there's a waft of, is it smell like Febreze or something?
A little bit. Yeah. I just freshened myself up in the bathroom. Right.
You went to the bathroom and he comes out.
There's a eucalyptus spray in there as well. I squirted that between me.
Well, anyway. It is Australia. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to be in the dunny? I bet this has not gone the way you thought it would, but it's great. What can we expect of the show? Is there costumes?
I'm trying to persuade him. He's not going to go for the lederhosen. It's not going to happen.
See, that would have got me there.
Really?
Yeah. It's very easy to get over the line.
Never reached that.
There's not a lot of lederhosen in Les Mis, though.
No.
In fact, I don't see any Germanic work in your repertoire here.
No, we haven't done The Sound of Music. We could have done.
Oh.
You've missed a trick. Gosh. You can expect songs from this album, so a lot of the musical theatre kind of stuff. And other things as well, other music that we love. We're both fans of swing, Sinatra,
okay.
and
wow.
Wham, I'm trying to
he
get
likes
to
Wham.
I'm if seriously you guys gonna go.
Would lots of Wham medley.
Could you do it?
He's been threatening to do a Wham medley for the last 12 months.
We'll have the shorts on, shuttlecocks.
I'm not having a shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock.
That's what they
do. It. Choose shuttlecock.
See, you've won me now.
I do not need shuttlecock said in a northern accent. He's one of the cutest things I've ever heard.
Now, I have to apologise to Michael, but Elfie has a fan. Someone just says, OMG, Elfie, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, bless him. Thank you.
Is that Alan Jones?
Sorry, Michael.
I've got to say, and you two are lovely, but Alan Jones, he stole my heart. He's such a lovely little man, isn't he? Sorry, is that make for bad radio?
Can you believe that?
You just had a little bit of dead air.
Then. You?
Yeah. That was
actually missed the beat.
He's the nastiest man in showbiz. He's
awful.
Actually known for it.
Yeah.
You know, he's a
that
real...
That snowman thing?
Yeah.
He shoved it in the oven.
Yeah.
He just got it and he just ran to hell with
microwave.
It.
Yeah. What the hell?
I love it when you come in with your pretty little British accents and everything. They come in and they sit down and off air we're saying, talking about Donald Trump banning transgender people from the... And the amount of swearing that came out of Pretty Michael's face... And I was like, "It's like, can you say that on air? Yes, you can say ball sack. Yes, you can say,
that's brilliant.
It's a I mean, really.
Dick knob. You've said it all.
I've said it all.
You're filthy.
Well, you know, if you the spirit moves, it's gobsmacking, isn't it?
Say,
it is gobsmacking.
Yeah,
can you
that's
say
right.
cockwomble?
No.
What was the one you heard? Wanker's hanky.
Wanker's hanky. You got a face like a wanker's hanky.
Can you do that in an Australian accent?
You go, no.
Dano?
You've got a face like a wanker's hanky.
That's good.
Mate?
Very good, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that can
like a wanker's tissue.
Like a wanker's tissue.
You're disgusting.
You've got a face like the back end of a tram smash. No. That's another one. That's a good one.
Face like a twisted sand shoe.
Box of hammers.
Yeah, I like that that's one.
But Mike was like, sanchu? What do you mean sanchu?
What's a sanchu?
Sanchu. Yeah, she thought it was like a sanchu bao or something.
You have the yum cha table. I'll have a sanchu.
Can I have a sanchu but no anchovies?
Yeah. Let's get another three of those. Should we have four? Let's have four of those sanchus. Oh, lovely.
Thanks to the listener that said, and you're hot, Elfie.
Oh, Jesus,
for God's
sake, what's wrong with me?
Oh, wow.
Nothing
for
me. Who is this? Who's it?
It's Alan Jones, I've told you.
Mrs. Bow of Birmingham. Oh, yeah. Wow. I don't, where are you from, Elfie? What is defined
as
north?
I'm from the north of England, Lancashire, Blackpool, northwest of England.
North of the wild.
Beautiful.
Winter's coming. Yeah, thank you. Together is the name of the album. It was the best-selling album in the UK in 2016. How's it going, 2017?
Pretty good. It's still selling.
Yeah, it's still selling. We've just been to New York and recorded the second one. Guess what we've called it?
Together Again.
Yes!
Did you really?
Yeah.
Back Together I would have gone for.
I would have gone Together Once More.
And then photos of the Together All Over Again. Still Together. Yeah. That'll be three.
Or Together at Christmas would be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of them's going to be Damn It, the Back.
Please split up.
Yeah, that's right.
Enough already.
Creative Differences by Elfie and Michael. Yeah. I like it. I'm looking forward to seeing the Lederhosen. If you want to see the show, and let's face it, who doesn't? The Boys Are Back. That's another one. You can call it that.
The Boys Are Back.
The Boys Are Back. Saturday, the 7th of October at Hammer Hall, Arts Centre Melbourne. You can book through the regular Arts Centre-ish channels, artscentremelbourne.com.au, or you can phone 1300 182 183.
Because it is one show only, so you better get in quick.
Are you like that one show only, but oh, look, now we'll just rattle out a second one.
If it sells.
If it sells, of course. We're not going to embarrass ourselves by putting two on and no one turns up to the second.
Yeah. So they have got a hall booked in Cranbourne, just in case.
Cranbourne Hall. Mm. Then you're off. So Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney on the 11th. Yeah, you've put room in there for number two.
Yeah.
Which is, okay. Then Adelaide and Perth. That's quite a tour. Fun. I hope you're saving some room in that schedule for fun times
I really
in Melbourne.
Because that's the shame about this sort of quick trip that we've had down that we haven't had a time to experience as much as we would like to. And it's a long way to come to just not do much. It's such an amazing place.
I've met your publicist. He's a terrible, terrible man.
Nightmare.
Awful chap.
Such a pain in the ass.
He actually just put a note up against the window and said, tell him to catch the train to the airport. I'm off.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No.
He's a look of Eva Braun.
What a cockwomble.
What a wanker's hanky. On that note, here's Selena Gomez with Bad Liar. Thanks, Michael. Thanks so much, Elfie.
Thank
and
you.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
For the show Pleasure. In October.
Thank you.
Wanker's hanky.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.